Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Now, this series we're doing, Sabbath, Old Testament and New Testament, is the key, the most important thing that you need to grasp. And you need to understand the truth of the Word of God. And you need to be willing to live, as Jesus said, by every word of God. Not the traditions of men, not the philosophies of men, not the teachings of men about what they think that they should teach. Because no man, as I said last time, can change the laws and commandments of God. There's one lawmaker, and if anyone judges the law, which everyone who keeps Sunday and all the holidays of this world are judging God, then you're no longer a doer of the law, but a judge. And if you are a judge and set yourself up to do that, then you are sitting in the seat of God trying to tell God what to do. Now, a lot of people don't think that that's the way that it is. They think, well, we can just take what we like and leave what we don't like. Really? What are you going to do with what Jesus said? All of you who say we need to follow Jesus, all of you who say we need to have our sins forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ, and those two statements are true. However, what are you going to do with this statement, which we find in the Old Testament, and which we find in the New Testament? And actually, the very first words out of the mouth of Jesus Christ when he was tempted by Satan the devil. After Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights and his absolute weakness as a human being, the devil came and said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." And what was Jesus' answer? And Jesus' answer was setting the stage for everything that he was going to teach, everything that he would bring, all about his entire ministry. Jesus quoted the scripture from Deuteronomy 8, and it's found now in Matthew 4:4, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Now, do you grasp that statement? Do you understand what that means? And do you realize that Jesus Christ was the Lord God of the Old Testament, manifested in the flesh for the New Testament, to raise the level of the requirement of obedience to the laws and commands of God? As we will see, man does not have any authority to change the word of God. Now let's read the Sabbath commandment, Exodus 20 and verse 8. Notice how clear this is. He says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." Huh, didn't we see that God made the Sabbath day holy in Genesis 2 and blessed it and sanctified it? And the truth of the New Testament, we'll just project forward to it, which is this. It is to make those who have the Spirit of God holy, so at the first resurrection, they will be the very sons and daughters of God. Now, That tells you how important the word remember. But everyone wants to forget it. Everyone wants to abolish it. Everyone wants to bring forth the sun god's day of worship, Sunday, and tell God, you must accept this because we are such good people. That is an utter lie. To compound the lie even more today, if you look at the worldwide corporate calendar, and if you look at the worldwide Roman civil calendar coming out of Rome, you will see that they have manipulated the days so that it makes Sunday as the seventh day of the week, and that's where we get the phrase today, week end. Because the day which is called Sunday is the first day of the week, and there is no religious observance attached to it for a weekly day of gathering to serve God. Can you come to the God of truth by living a lie? Not just once, not just an accident, but down through history, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Now, people are going to say, well, Fred Golder, why are you getting so upset? I'm not upset. I'm just emphatic for you to know the strength and power of the Word of God so that you begin to understand that God requires that of us, which we are going to see. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. Now remember that. That means God owns that day. No man has authority over it to change it. And as we saw, the Sabbath was established because God put the sun, the moon, the stars to make the days, to make the weeks, to make the months, right at the beginning of the Bible in Genesis chapters 1 and 2, as we have covered. Now, question, is there any man at any time who has the power to change the movement of the sun, the moon, the earth, and our solar system? And then expand that out to the whole universe. That's what you would have in order to change the Sabbath from the seventh day to the first day. That is never found in the Bible. And all of the lies that the New Testament preachers in Orthodox Christianity, in Daystar, in TBN, and all of the Sunday presentations are all twisting and turning the Word of God and lying to everyone that this is Sunday is the day that God made instead of the Sabbath. Now, we'll see that. That's important to understand. And we will see what Jesus actually did to improve the laws. Not do away with them. Not abolish them. Let's come here to Isaiah 42 and verse 21. Now, this is a prophecy about Jesus, because this is important, because there will be lies attached to this by Sunday-keeping ministers because they're living a lie in what they do. Now, if you're online, you do a Google search. Ask Google to send you all of the confessions of the Protestants that the seventh day is the Sabbath. You will be amazed. They are willingly, knowingly, deliberately defying God and lying in their face through their teeth and to everyone that they teach. Oh, but they're so nice and wonderful. Oh, they have done all of these wonderful things. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Isaiah 42 and verse 21. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. That's a prophecy of Jesus and what his ministry would be. He will magnify the law. Now, does magnify mean abolish? Does magnify mean do away with? Or does it not mean that he is going to bring a spiritual meaning to the law? Because we need to realize no man can change the law of God. We'll see that in just a minute here. He will magnify the law and make it glorious. Now let's come back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12, and let's see what God told the children of Israel just before they were going to come in to the promised land, which God had promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Listen to what God has said, and remember what I just read. Jesus came to magnify the law, and we will see to make it spiritual, and we will see where that law is to be written. Not just on tables of stone as it was for the children of Israel, and not on placards on the wall, but we will see. And then we will see the very words of Jesus Christ. Now notice, just like remember, be careful to observe and obey all these words. Ha! Doesn't that sound like Jesus saying, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God that proceeds out of his mouth? Are not these the words of God? Written down here, preserved? No one has to say, well, it was written by men. Well, God has the power to make them write what he wants them to write so that his word will be available to everyone. God is not going to come down here and talk to people today. He's got his word, and he's got his Holy Spirit to lead them. Be careful to observe and obey all these words which I command you, so that it may go well with you. See, every one of the laws of God, the Ten Commandments, and the Sabbath and holy days are good, so that God can bless you, so that it will go well with you. And with your children after you forever, when you do that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God. The Sunday keeping is a pagan abomination. That can never be made right by any man, any decree, including the Pope, the whole College of Cardinals, the whole system of the Roman Catholic Church, Greek Orthodox Church, Protestantism, and then we can just put in for good measure, because of the worldwide reach of everything today, Islam, Hindu, Buddhist, and whatever other native religion that there is. They're all demonic and against God. Verse 29, when the Lord your God shall cut off the nations before you, where you go to possess them, and you take their place and dwell in the land. Now, why were these nations expelled? Because of sin, because of child sacrifice, because of worshiping Satan the devil, because of having worship days which are satanic, and saying that this is really what God wants, when it's not. Now notice again, verse 30, take heed. So remember, be careful that you do not be ensnared by following them, after they are destroyed from before you, and that you do not ask about their God, saying, how did these nations serve their gods, that I may also do likewise?
awesome.
Think about that. Today, Protestants and Catholics praise the fact that all the days they keep are pagan, but they were good enough to rename them with a Christian name. Huh? It's like taking thieves and dressing them up as policemen who are supposed to enforce the law. But they are thieves through and through, and they are liars in everything they do. Now notice what God says here. You shall not do so to the Lord your God. Huh. So how is it that Sunday has become so entrenched and all the holidays of this world? Because people want to follow Satan, yet think they're following God. Can there be any more clever deception? Can there be any more fully expression of how Satan has deceived the whole world than that? You shall not do so to the Lord your God, for every abomination. What does God call Sunday worship? Halloween, Christmas, Easter, New Year's, Lent, Ash Wednesday. An abomination to the Lord which he hates. Now, do you grasp and understand that? I know the people are going to say, boy, this is too strong a language, I can't take it. Well, would you want God to come down here himself and tell you with a full blast of his spiritual strength and being, and tell you what to do? No, he's written it down so you can read it. He has it in a form so you can understand it. Every abomination which he hates, they have done to their gods, and even their sons and daughters they have burned in the fire to their gods. Isn't that true? Oh, people will say, that's terrible. They shouldn't do that. Correct. Well, what about 62 million abortions just in America alone? And the Temple of Satan proclaims that abortion, the murder of a new human life created in the womb of the mother by God himself, is a good thing. No, God says, it's an abomination. And that is why, I'll tell you straight on, America is ready to collapse because of the overwhelming sins of the people, beginning with the religious leaders, and then the political leaders, and then the educational leaders, and then all the entertainment, television, all the digital things that we have spreading evil throughout the whole world. You think God is not going to judge for that? Listen, if you want to get right with God, you better wake up and repent. And you better be baptized the way that it says in the Bible, because you need the Holy Spirit of God to keep his way and to understand his word, because we are living in the last days, and these last days are going to come, which are going to be the most evil in the history of the world. And if we are not on God's side with his Spirit and doing his will, there will be a slaughter unheard of in the history of the world. And that is coming. Verse 32, whatsoever thing that I command you, be careful to do it. You shall not add to it, nor take away from it. What does that mean? You're not going to change the Sabbath. You have no power to change the laws of the sun, moon, stars, and the solar system and universe. You can't change it. You can't change the holy days of God. He's given his calculated Hebrew calendar, so we keep his days. Now, you need our book, Occult Holidays, God's Holy Days, Which? You need our book, The Challenge to the Protestants by Cardinal Gibbons. You need our book, What is the True Sabbath of the New Testament? You need everything that we have, because what we have are not opinions or theories written by men, but a compilation of what is in the Bible to bring it to you so you can come to God his way. You're not going to come to God your way. And you're not going to come to God with a tinkle-toes little prayer that all the Protestants ministers say that you are to do, like Joel Osteen.
Would you pray with me? Just say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. If you prayed that simple prayer, we believe you got born again.
Now then, let's come to Exodus 31 again, because we need to understand about the Sabbath and how important it is, and that it is a special covenant which God said. We find that Aaron, the high priest, the first high priest, made the golden calf in defiance of God, right at the base of Mount Sinai, and then proclaimed, in addition to, right, that it was a feast unto the Lord, which the golden calf was Baal. Now, that's worshiping the sun. That's worshiping Satan, the devil.
My name is Father Rich Tremel. I'm 78 years old. I'll be 79 next month, and I found out about this 5-foot monstrance. And I debated over a year when Elvis Presley was playing in Las Vegas. Did people come to see Elvis Presley or the costume? We gotta shake people up and open their hearts that it is Christ and he's the key to reach heaven. Be on fire. Show that fire to everyone by your compassion you offer. Hopefully you'll be the spark.
If they don't uphold the seventh-day Sabbath, and if they don't uphold the annual holy days of God, which are Sabbaths, then they are partial with the Word of God, and they are in defiance of God and in defiance of the truth. Let's come to Exodus 31 and verse 13. You shall keep my Sabbath. You can't come along and change it. And we will see in the New Testament when we get there that Jesus never changed the Sabbath. Like we saw, he came to magnify the law and make it glorious. Notice, my Sabbaths. It's not just the seventh day, because there are the other feasts of God all listed in Leviticus 23 and found throughout the whole Bible and are the framework for understanding the Bible and understanding prophecy. Oh, but people say, well, those are all ritual and those are all done away. They are days which God has set. Now listen carefully. Truly, you shall keep my Sabbaths for it. That is, the keeping of the Sabbaths of God is a sign between me and you throughout your generations to know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Now, if you're not keeping those, you're not sanctified. You're not justified. You don't have your sins forgiven. You're living in a fairy tale world of lies concocted as Christian, but not. Verse 14, you shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy to you. Everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death. Meaning that if you don't repent and it comes to the end, what's going to happen to all of the dedicated sinners? They're going to be burned up in a lake of fire. You can read that in Revelation 20. For everyone who does any work on it, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. The wages of sin is death, and sin is the transgression of the law. Notice verse 16. This becomes profoundly important. Therefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, and the same way with the church of God, same way with those who are true Christian today, they keep the Sabbath, they keep the holy days. Therefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. Now, what does perpetual mean? It means never ending, down through every generation, down through every nation, down through every race of people.
So I did an exhaustive study of the Bible. I was looking for anything that might explain the change in the Sabbath from the seventh day to the first day of the week. I found lots of data. There are over 100 verses in the Bible that speak about the Sabbath, and I examined every single one of them. See, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath.
He said to them, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment.
It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever.
So what, not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath?
Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant.
The Gentiles begged that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. And from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath
and persuaded both Jews and Greeks.
It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings.
For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.
The obvious fact is, there is no record of the Sabbath ever being changed in the Bible.
Perpetual, never ending, never stopping. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel, for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Now, in the next section, we're going to ask the question, and we are going to see, did Jesus ever change the law of the Sabbath? So, you write for our cold holidays. You write for the book Judaism, Revelation of Moses, or Religion of Men. You need our book, What is the True Sabbath of the New Testament? And you need to get those and understand them, because we're living in desperate times, and you have an opportunity to change, and you have an opportunity to come to God, God's way, so you better take advantage of it. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And so until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.